On Peter's Road, just outside the town of Darien, the nine panels stand in a row in front of Chet Borowski's house. There are flower boxes and a floodlight in front of each one. At the foot of the panels, miniature flags from 26 nations, including the United States, flap in the stiff breeze.
From Germany to Canada, which is incurring great losses in Afghanistan now, to Sweden, to Denmark, to Italy, to the Ukraine, obviously the United Kingdom, Australia, Portugal, on and on.
Including these other nations is important, says Borowski. Even soldiers from Spain, who pulled out of the war soon after a terrorist attack in Madrid.
There was quite a furor over there pulling out of Iraq, but I'll tell you, how many people know that on May 26, 2003, 62 Spanish soldiers died in a helicopter crash returning home? They died in the mountains of in Turkey, returning from Afghanistan on that date. 62. And so that's quite a gesture of support, to lay down your life for in support of other nations.
Each day when he gets home from work, Chet Borowski checks dozens of websites to find out the latest casualties, and then goes out to take the masking tape off the plastic laminated display that sits on what he calls the counting stone on the ground in front of the panels.
I found out today that a PFC Lufkin from Knoxville, Illinois, who was wounded on May 4th, he died of his injuries at Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Yesterday. He died in surgery. He went into cardiac arrest. Currently, this memorial pays tribute to 3,172 men and women with Mr. Lufkin. So what we'll do is change the number. It's kind of a ritual. It's the way I pay respect in making what's going on in Afghanistan and Iraq a part of my life, that I'm paying attention to it. It's really out of respect to the families and to the men and women that have fallen.
Details, says Borowski, are important. They tell the story. He reads from a binder that commemorates the deaths of 17 Ohio soldiers who all died on the same day.
These 17 men and women that died in Iraq on January 7, 2006, here are the number of people that were affected by this, the best I could tell. There were 16 mothers, 13 fathers, 13 sisters, 10 brothers, 2 stepbrothers, 1 stepsister, 12 grandmothers, 7 grandfathers, 7 wives, 1 husband, 6 sons, 4 daughters, 2 stepsons, 2 stepdaughters, and 1 foster son. All these people were impacted by the loss of these 17 men and women in one day in Iraq.
Besides the fact that this is probably the most comprehensive physical memorial to these fallen soldiers anywhere in the country, it is unique in another way because it includes not only those who've been killed in battle, but those who died after they returned from Iraq or Afghanistan or while training to go and fight there.
There have been training accidents. Units are mobilized and men and women die in training. And the criteria I use is if you've been activated for federal duty and you die in training stateside, you count, you matter, and that happens. That happens.
Samuel J. Bruss of Kenosha is one of the non-combat casualties on the wall. He died just before his deployment while doing water survival training in San Diego, California. His mother, Emily, says it's helped her family's grieving process to know that Borowski has chosen to honor her son.
Sam enlisted after 9/11, and Sam had every intention of serving his country. It didn't matter to him that he died stateside, but he included him, and he's let me know that Sam isn't forgotten, and that is such a comfort.
Also on the wall are the names and pictures of men who have committed suicide after returning from the war, suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Borowski says they deserve to be remembered just as much as those we honor as heroes for dying in the line of fire. Borowski hopes someday his plywood panels will become a granite wall where people can come as they do to the Vietnam War Memorial and remember these fallen soldiers. But on this Memorial Day, he's hoping the website he's just launched will attract some people to his rural memorial to stop and remember those who continue to die.
My hope is that people would come and pay respect and tribute and make an effort to sacrifice some of their personal time instead of In addition to having your barbecue or going to the sale at such and such, the Memorial Day sale on such and such store, come down and see a memorial and pay tribute on a day that's set aside to pay tribute for men and women that have fallen.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.